This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. So far, the Democratic and Republican candidates for Colorado governor have agreed to only one in-person forum this election season. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Victor Marks and Democrat Phil Weiser are scheduled to appear in person at the Colorado Chamber of Commerce in Denver in early October. They'll discuss the economy and issues important to the business community. Marks agreed to attend only after the chamber removed Nine News' Kyle Clark as moderator. His opponent, Phil Weiser, criticized Marks' request.
I'm never one to request special circumstances or to know the questions in advance. I'm one to say, this is a chance to show up. People get to know me. I'm here.
As for an actual debate, Marks has pushed for a back and forth in person without moderators. Weiser called Marks' request unserious and not something he would entertain. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The police officer who faces criminal charges for killing a man last August in Aurora appeared in court Monday. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
Matthew Neely is facing second-degree murder and manslaughter charges for shooting Rajon Belt Stubblefield after a traffic stop that escalated. At the hearing, Neely accepted a new term of his bond, a protection order for Belt Stubblefield's son, who was there when his father was shot by Neely three times. The shooting was referred to a grand jury that handed down an indictment earlier this month. Neely is currently on unpaid administrative leave. Belt Stubblefield's widow sat in the courtroom, and several people were also there in support of Neely. His next court date is in October. Ava Keon, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org. Across the state today, hot and dry. High temperatures will be in the low to mid-90s at lower elevations.